Okay, we are continuing in the Tanya. We're on page Shin Chof Beis. All right, that's on the right-hand side of the page. Shin Chof Beis, the last paragraph in the Tanya of Perek Chof Vav over here. We're talking about why are we not able to have it so much ease to want to make effort in Avodas Hashem. And one of the reasons we're lazy because we are sad. And we gave two different reasons for sadness. One sadness is where things are lacking in our physical world, and one reason for sadness in our spiritual world. So on the first one still of our physical world, we're just kind of when things don't go the way we plan, and we say, but the truth of the matter is, there's a revealed world and a hidden world. And from the hidden world, Hashem makes all these plans, and, or rather, this world is the hidden world, but, in the revealed world, then everything is revealed to Hashem and he knows what he's doing. And the problem is we don't necessarily know what we're doing. So therefore, the good that comes into our world, that comes from the revealed world, we're not able to, comes from the hidden world, we're not able to see it, only when it goes on the lower level of in the revealed world. Again, the revealed world is the world we're seeing, right? The hidden world is Hashem's world. And therefore, the good that comes from that hidden world, we can't always see. Only when we see what looks good to us here, it makes us happy. But things that look bad, but really are coming good from the hidden world, we don't see this. Yeah. Now it gets a little mystical as we now continue. Last paragraph on Shin Chof Beis, the one line of the Tanya there. Shehu Vav Hei, that is the Vav Hei, Mishem HaYud Hei Baruch Hu. In the name of the Yud Hei Vav Hei, this is the Vav Hei. The Alma de Iskasya and the hidden world who Yudhei. So we'll explain this, what's going on. If it's the name of Hashem, the Yudhei Vavhei, it's really talking about the connection of the two worlds, the hidden world and the revealed world. So now he's going to explain in the commentary. The four letters of Hashem's name are really divided up into two. Osios Vavhei, the last two letters of Vavhei. Hey Madregas Nemucha Yoser. This is the lower level. Shiachola Leos Begilu Gamalim. That's so low that it's even revealed to us. That's the part of reality that we see. That's the Vavhei. Keys of a Kabbalah Pasuk. How do we know this? There's a hint to it. The Kabbalist says from the Pasuk where it says that the revealed things belong to us and the hidden things belong to Hashem. The first two letters that say the revealed is Vehaniglos Lanu Ulavanenu. Veha, Vavhei. And the revealed are for us. Vavhei Niglos. Alma Diskali, that's the revealed world. The Osios Yudhei, the letters Yudhei, Hu Alma Diskasya. That's the hidden world. Shalomalam Agilui Nivram. It's above what can be revealed to the creatures. As we says in the Navi, Ki Be Yudhei Tzura Olamim. Because with the Yudhei, Hashem created the worlds. So the Yud-Heh is the hidden part. That's the part that's coming from Hashem, as it were. That's the initiating part. That's the part we can't really see. We only see the receiving end. It's just the Vav-Heh. That's what the real name of Hashem is. We're connecting the Yud-Heh, which represents Hashem's powers, to come out into our world. But that's hidden from us, the source of the powers. And then the Vav-Heh is how it manifests is what we do see. Let's see the commentary below. Sif test footnote. Habibas, let's explain. Yud, the first letter Yud, the Shema Vaya, Meira Chachma, that teaches Chachma. You have to know mystical stuff to explain why that Yud is Chachma. Hey Rishana is Bina. The first Hey is Bina. So you have Chachma Bina. That's God's understanding of how to deal with the world and what plan he has for us. Alright, now Vav, the next six, Vav is Gematria six, it represents the Shesha Samis. That's the six lower Midos. After that, from Chesed, through Yesod. And Hey Achron, in the last day, Sphere Malchus is Malchus. We're finally hits the goal. Alright? Kemo, Sheba Adam Atachton, like the lower man, Shayucha Salazulos Mitchila Rak Minisov, because a person's connection with others only comes through the Midos. The Midos is what you do. That's how you react. Kimitai Kocho Sichla Muvdo. But in terms of the intellect, that makes them separate. In other words, just like a human being, you have Chachma Bin and Das. It's in your brain. That part's in here, and not necessarily anybody else knows what you're doing. No one knows what you're thinking and why you're doing things. Chachman Bina, everyone's a Chachman Bina. And because of Chachman Bina, you're going to decide to do things. Then you're going to do things. The do things, how you interact with people, quite often people misunderstand what you mean. It's no different. Times we want to help other people, and people misinterpret it as trying to hurt us. It's because it's the hidden world and the revealed world. The hidden world is the world of machshava, it's the world of thought. The revealed world is the world of action. All right, so that's the same thing to Hashem. The Yud and the A represents Chachman Bina. The Vav represents the six edges of Tiferes, which are the six active midos, how you interact with people. Then you have Hey, which is the end product. This is finished. Now take your question. Kimitzat kocha sichla mavdol. In terms of his intellect, he's separated. Shekol seichel hu davar shalatzo. Intellect is something by itself. Vamidos sheyachem elazulos. And midos, they are connected to others. Let's say he loves someone, is afraid of someone. Al, next page. If to turn the page, Shin Chavdal, to turn it. That's it. Al derech zeh ulamal. So it is above. Hashayachos kivyachol sheish ben korshel Ephraim. Who by midos, the connection that Hashem has with the world below is through his midos. Visham who sherish and Ephraim, and that's the root of the creations. But the brains above, that's where Hashem is solely separate from the creatures. That means the six midos and malchus, that's the source of the creations, creatures. That's the revealed world. But the yud-hei letters, the brains above, that's the hidden world. So that's how you have that is all hinted to in the name of Hashem. Now, you got to turn your page back to now look at the top of Shin Chof Gimel. So now, the kasher hashpah hi me yud hei. So when the flow comes from the yud hei, the chokm bin of Hashem, einein abasri yichom l'ral satoshva. People, physical people down here can't see the good that's coming from there. Nirlam is all they see is what's below, which is suffering. And that's the problem. It's just we don't have the right vision. Continues the Tanya. V'zeh shekasu, that's what the pasuk means in Tehillim. Ashrei hagever, fortunate is the human being, asher tiyasrenu ko, whom Hashem admonishes. But what letters are used? The yud hey. Hashem admonishes. So you understand that. Where is the punishment coming from? The yud hey or the vav hey? It's coming from the yud hey. It's coming from Hashem's understanding what's best for us. That's what the commentary says. Hayisurim boim mitzad osis yud hei. The suffering comes from the letters yud hei. Valzeh omer ha-pasuk ashegev. That's what the pasuk is saying. Fortune is the man. Ki, why? Ha-hashpa'os l'nifroim b'chlal hei miosis vavei. You're right. The influence to the creatures, the way we feel, comes from vav hei. And when you only look at the vav hei, then it seems very cruel what happens to the person. V'adam sheisho schus miuches. The person has a unique merit. Hanhaga imo bof miuchad, he has a unique way that God leads him. Shemakabu me'al l'sasi, he receives from the hidden world. Ubala mata bof and shal shem, it comes down in the form of suffering. In other words, the person who's fortunate understands where the yisurim is coming from. If you understand it's coming from the yud hey, then you know that it's coming for a good reason. If you only think it's coming from the vav hey, then you have a problem. V'lechein amru chazal, continues the Tanya. Therefore the rabbis tell us in Gemara Shabbos, ki asmeichim yisurim, a person who has joy with his suffering. Aleim akasom, the pasuk says about such a person, it's referencing this person. V'ohavav, and those who love him, are compared to ketseis Hashem shivrasus, when the sun comes out with all its might. Those who love Hashem, like the sun comes out with all its might. Why? Why is that? That's referring to someone who accepts the suffering with love. Ki asimcha, because where does simcha come from? Umeyavos so kirvas Hashem yosher mikol chayel mazeh. So when a person loves closeness to Hashem more than anything else in this world. Kirichsiv is about success. Ki tov chas techo mechaim. Your kindness is better than life. All right. So now, so the commentary will elaborate on this. Hakinu shall asmechem yisurim huavav. The code word, the nickname for those who rejoice in their suffering are called those people who love Hashem. Those who love Him. are able to rejoice in their suffering. The scharma, the reward is, they will be like Kitzes Hashem Shavrasa, like the sun coming out in its strength. Let's explain why. Even though the source of the suffering is very high, and it's good, but in actuality down here, Hainisrum, that turns out to be suffering. And what's joy can there be if the root is above? But I'm down here and I'm feeling the pain. What's the truth is? Only question is, what's the main thing of a person in life? What do you see as the primary aspect of life and reality? So, if you understand that the main thing of life is chayi olam, is eternal life, is what's coming from above, that hazeh, then chayi olam. I'm sorry, I skipped. Umayi simchamis. I just lost the place. Chayi olam hazeh. Is it life in this world? Al chesed Hashem, or is it the joy of Hashem? Which is your main thing in life? If what really bothers him is this world, well then, he's not going to be happy with suffering, because this world is suffering. If this is where it's all at, then it ain't fine. What do I care that there? Oh, but higher above, it's really good. Yeah, but I don't care about what's going higher above. I only care what's right here, right now. Whose soul is there? I'm suffering. So therefore, I can't be happy. But those who love Hashem, what's the main thing? What is a chesed from Hashem's perspective? Because they're focusing on the root. Well, it's worth it to suffer for someone who's doing a kindness for you. Because he's getting a chesed. And close to Hashem, but on the highest level. If you understand what it's all about, you know, we could make a simple analogy if you want to look at... let's say the owner of a store. The owner of a store, so he looks at the big picture. The big picture is profits, money.
Bottom line,
enjoying the wealth that you have. Now, there's a worker in the store who's told to clean the floor. Clean the floor is not exactly a pleasurable task. And then he gets paid minimally. And he's not so happy he cleans the floor. You ain't going to be a millionaire by cleaning the floor. It just doesn't do anything for you. If the owner walks in one day and the worker didn't show up, the owner will clean the floor. And he's not going to be so miserable. Because he knows a clean floor, a clean store, brings in traffic, brings in business. He's making money. So he doesn't suffer. Why? Because he sees he's connected to above. Above is profit margins and wealth. So, of course, okay, so you gotta do some Joe jobs now and then. You gotta suffer. But at the end, you know there's gonna be good stuff coming out. It's just an analogy. But how do we look at this world? Is this world everything? If this world is everything, then it better be pretty good. Because that's all I got. But if my whole life is Hashem and my connection to Hashem, and what's gonna bring me close to Hashem, and if Hashem says getting close to me means you're gonna have to suffer a little bit, but if that's how I get close to Hashem, And obviously Hashem is doing it so I can get close to Him, then that's kitov chas techa mechaim. Your kindness is better than life. It's a person who loves Hashem, and a person who loves Hashem is a person who rejoices in suffering. Because the suffering is coming, you don't look at the suffering, you're looking at the source of the suffering. Source of the suffering is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is bringing it to you. Is He bringing it to you? He can only be doing it for good reason, as we will elaborate in tomorrow's drush. Okay, but you got to realize the root. Someone who genuinely loves you. If somebody really loves you, what are they going to make sure? That if you're doing something wrong, they will. That doesn't suit who you are. They will correct you. If somebody really cares about you and knows that you could be better, and for whatever reason you did something that didn't suit who you could be, so they're going to discipline you to make sure you live up to what you are, but only because they love you, right? Now, if you believe that, you know, that's people discipline because they like to discipline, well, that's the Christian God. The Christian God only wants to punish you because you're a sinner. The Jewish God loves you. The Jewish God who loves you, if he loves you, he can't stand to see that you're doing something that's destroying your life. He's going to stop you in whatever way he can. Even if he has to make you suffer. But at the end of the day, you're going to live up to your potential. So that's where you have. Now, the only problem is that me and you don't see the connection. That's all. That's the only problem. Because we're living in the world that's revealed, where you've got to see it. You only see what you see. So if we're not connecting the Yud-Heh back to that Vav-Heh that we are in the middle of, then it's going to be a problem. So what's my main life? Is my main life this world? And that's all I care about. And this world, I want to have fun and pleasure. I'm not having fun and pleasure now, so it's something to love. But if my main connection is a connection to Hashem, and therefore what Hashem does to me is to make me better, then I'm looking at the bigger picture, that connection to Hashem, and then you feel joy in knowing that this is good is coming out of it.
So how do we understand the concept that Hashem helps those who want to sin to sin? He allows them to...
Well, if that's
to,
what you want...
But then he's not sort of stopping...
Well, he has to give you a free will choice.
Right, so that's...
He has to give you a free will choice. Listen, Bilam, last week's parsha, Bilam, Hashem told him, don't go. Then he nudged him. He says, okay, you can go, but you only can do what I say. Okay, then what did Bilam want? Bilam was going to go, but he was going to go, but not to listen just to what Hashem said. Then what does Hashem do? He sends an angel to kill him. And then he has the donkey talking to him. Well, Hashem gave him enough suffering to help him improve.
Right.
Right?
Before
he did not want to improve. Okay, now what do you really want to do? Hashem has to allow you to be able to do what you want to do.
Right.
Okay, so you want to be a Rasha? The door is open. I'm not encouraging you, but I'm not stopping you. If I stop you, they have no free will choice. So I love you. If you love your child, you will discipline them, but you also have to enable them to exercise their free will choice when they're at a certain age, which could hurt them. Because if you force them to be in this box, they will hate you anyway. Love cannot be forced. So whenever the person wants to sin, Hashem doesn't allow you to sin, then you're not giving the person any choice. And then the person's stuck. And then love has to be with a rutzon. There has to be a desire. I want to be close to you. So Hashem has to give you other options. If there aren't other options, then there are no options. How do we know that you love Hashem? So that's why there's the opportunity. But when Hashem disciplines you, it's only for the purpose that you can improve. Now, if he knows already that you're a lost cause, he may not discipline you. He said, okay, you don't care. You've made enough choices. You've told me that you're not interested in me. So listen, you do the number of mitzvahs. I gotta reward you by law. I'll reward you. You have a good life. Finished.
That's why bad people do well.
Could be one of the reasons why they do well. Okay, you did mitzvahs, so you deserve to benefit from them. But ultimately, if Hashem is causing you suffering, So why is Hashem bringing this war in Israel now? It can only be for one reason, because he loves us. Now, the problem is a lot of people don't see that. When you see people running into bomb shelters, it doesn't look like Hashem loves us. But Hashem, you know, on many levels, is showing that love to us. You know, and one can only theorize, great rabbis can say with certainty why it's happening, but we could theorize why Hashem is doing these things, right? But one thing's for sure, Jews are a lot friendlier to Jews under these circumstances. That's one thing's for sure.
Well, if we could do that without...
Yeah, well, that's what he's trying to show us. Hashem, we got lots of merits.
It's like the three
helping
boys.
Other Jews. What?
It's like the three boys. I mean, the achdus that happened as a result, but if we could do that without, then they wouldn't have had to...
Yeah. There's all kinds of things that are going on that we just don't understand them all. But ultimately, it's for our benefit. Ultimately, we have to do things to improve on it.
I think we can't just...
Again, obviously, one of the biggest lessons is if the secular people of Israel would start to believe that there's a God. You know, and so you can imagine, I mean, I'm not trying to play God, Chas v'Shalom, but if I was God... But I'm not, but I'm just, you can imagine Hashem's feelings. Hashem's like, listen, all I want is for you guys to keep all the stores closed on Shabbos. All he wants for you not to have gay parades in Yerushalayim. I don't know, the parade's usually in the summer, right?
It was, wasn't it?
In Yerushalayim?
I think it's the same day every year.
Well, I think it was
canceled
in Yerushalayim. It was protested every year.
No, I don't know. But
I think the parade itself is the same time every year.
I don't know.
But wherever it is, but it's the same day.
I don't know. But I'm saying, God's saying, listen, I just want you to only sell kosher food in the land of Israel. I'm not really asking a lot. And I'll bless you. I'll bless you. I'll make you victorious in your battle, so you'll be able to be okay. But if you keep hurting me, and especially the children I love the most, the ones who are learning Torah, you don't want them to learn Torah anymore. You're cutting it way down on so many levels. You know, then that's not good. And I have to show you that it's not good. And that if you hurt Torah, it's hurting your own country. And you gotta maybe readjust your thinking. That's what Hashem. And then the question is like, well, listen, if Hashem really wanted to teach us, we could lose a war. If we lost a war, then all of a sudden the great faith in the Israeli army would stop. You know, can you imagine if a lot of missiles got into Tel Aviv? Mamish, tens of thousands of Jews got killed. Do you think there might be a greater likelihood that Jews would return to God? Could be. Hashem doesn't. That's the last thing he wants to see happen. The last thing he wants. So he has. It's like you don't understand how many missiles they keep shooting. Right. So now I think yesterday the first person got killed. First Yid got killed. One. Now, the Israelis who are trying to bomb out. Look, Israelis are trying to bomb out strongholds of Hamas, and they're trying not to kill civilians.
Right.
They're calling them up beforehand.
They can't help but do it because...
And still they killed about, I don't know, 58, I don't know what the number is.
Yeah.
And they're trying not to kill. All they want to do is bomb out the infrastructure. Then they do not want, they for sure don't want to kill women and children because they know what CNN does to every one child who dies. And they're trying their hardest and still 58 people are getting killed. The Arabs on the other end, the PA, they want to kill people.
Sure, they put the kids there.
They're trying everything they do to kill people, Israelis.
This is better publicity.
And they still can't kill them.
And themselves, too.
They still can't kill them.
It's so frustrating.
Like, what's going on? So obviously, maybe you should think Hashem is doing something.
Apparently, a bomb hit a gas tank or something and it didn't explode.
I'm just trying to say, listen, don't you get it? Don't you see how the Israeli army cannot protect you? And how I am protecting you. And he said, how far does it have to go till people will capitulate to this? And then there is free will choice. There's free will choice. So
a non-religious person doesn't have that, okay, I need to think about
a non-religious person, you know, you can't be stupid for so long. You know, even if you're, like I said, West Point knows that God fights our wars already.
Right.
So if West Point knows, and they ain't Jews, why can't Jews know it? So then the question is, how badly do we have to be beaten? And that becomes the question. You know, so you daven Hashem, you don't even know what to daven to Hashem. You just daven Hashem, Hashem, please, make the ending come up for your Kiddush Hashem. That's all. What can you say? Save the Jews. The more you save the Jews, the more they get arrogant. The worse they become. The more Hashem helps them, the worse they become. They wage war against Torah. They vilify religious Jews. You know, so that, you know, that's why now all of a sudden now no one's talking about, you know, getting the Haredim in the army. We don't have time for politics. They don't talk about politics when they're defending the country.
Right.
Hashem can make this go on all year long and then you won't bother any Haredim. But it's just, they're not seeing it. The question is, so you know, obviously Hashem.
Because that's what we think.
Hashem knows what he's going to do. He's still got a few surprises up his sleeve that only he knows and we have no, so I'm not even in a position to say anything. He just says, Hashem, please make it that I at least should learn something from it.
I guess that's what we should pray for, that the Israelis should see.
Well, and that we should see Hashem more in our life. The more we see Hashem in our life, the more ripple effect it causes.
But even we sort of know this, when the Yisurim come to us, it's very hard to still remember.
Sure.
That's
what we have to always realize. All these things that Hashem does, it's just to teach you many, many lessons. And that's, you know, like yesterday morning, I spent the whole morning wasting my time. I could see what was just happening. Everything that I had to do, it was just a waste. I said, Hashem is making this happen, and I, you know, this is Yisurim, and I have to accept them with love. Like every single thing, I was trying to get the bulletin, email it from my computer, shul computer, nothing, it wasn't going. You know, and then I had to go home and do it from my other computer, and from my other computer it went. But the iPad, it always goes from the iPad, but not yesterday, it wasn't going to go. Why? No reason.
There was a reason.
You
didn't know it.
Not a reason that I could pinpoint. Not a physical reason I could pinpoint.
It came from the Olam Haskasia.
Then you go to the bank, and the bank teller makes a mistake, and you know, waste some time on that. It's like, so obviously Hashem is giving me a serum because He loves me. That's all. And you have to just because you don't know why doesn't mean you shouldn't be happy.
Right.
It depends. If you're living for, no, I want everything to go the way I want it to go, then even if you know there's a deep reason, but I don't care for that. I want what I want right now. That's the difference. What world are you living in? And that's why Hashem gives us Shabbos. So we can get a better chance to live in that world, the world of Hashem. Because Chazal say, in the world of Hashem, there is no bad. Why? Why is there no evil on Shabbos? Why? Aren't there people still sick on Shabbos? But on Shabbos, you get to go into the hidden world. If you can go into the hidden world, then you understand a little bit more. There's deeper realities, so it's not so painful, so it's not bad. There's nothing bad on Shabbos. There's no bad on Shabbos. That's why you really don't, really not supposed to make Mishaberechs on Shabbos.
Or ask for
it. Because there's nothing wrong. There's nothing bad on Shabbos. We don't make any requests on Shabbos. There's nothing lacking on Shabbos. You've got Hashem. What else could you need? Okay, you have to be on that level of appreciating Shabbos. But now we still have to explain, why are they compared to the sun that's in its power? We didn't explain that part yet. So let's look at the next line of the Tanya. Hashem, he be yeser se'es umala in case while diskasha. Closest Hashem is with its greater power and level of infinite level when you go into the hidden world. When you go there, that's where the closest of Hashem is. Kisham chavion uzo, because there, his strength is in its hiding place. It hides there. V'yoshev b'seison, Hashem resides in a supernal hidden place. Explains the commentary. Kamo b'mashal shkol, just like the analogy we said before. Mashfos haseichel merav tam. Remember, said last week when the Rebbe, who's a genius, has to give to the student, he has to hold back what he gives, right? Hare seichel harav nimsa b'chol tako kefi. When is the Rebbe's brains in its most power? When's the most powerful? When it's in the Rebbe's head.
Right.
When it's coming out of the Rebbe's mouth, being taught to the child, he's cutting it back. He's cutting it back. He's cutting it back. But if you go into his brain, it's all there. It's not constricted. We can't even say this with our story too. Ba'alma discuss in the hidden world. That's where Hashem's power is hidden. That's where you can find it. Okay, so that now we just make the last dot. Uscharim. Now, what's going to be the reward? Shalavav hasmeichem Yisrim. So, what's going to be the reward of those who rejoice in the suffering? What did the Gemara say? Ketseis Hashem Shabbos, like the sun coming out in all its power. Yerah Malot says Shabbos goes. What does that mean? The sun coming out in its power. What does that mean? Umayim Mida Kenegim mean. What's the measure for measure? Why is that the quid pro quo? That for rejoicing in suffering, you get the reward of being like the sun in its strength. Now, the time is going to save the explanation. Therefore, in the future, when the Mashiach comes, then you're going to merit to get that sun in all its power. Why? Because what happens then? Because that's Shehi Yitzias Hachama Me'Nartika. The sun is removed from its sheath.
Right.
Shehi mechusa boba mosa. Because right now the sun is really covered in this world. Whatever that means, the sun is covered. We don't see everything. Lasim, in the future, tiskala mikisuya. In the future, will be revealed from its hiddenness. The hain, what does that mean? Sha'az yisgala amadaskashi, then the hidden world will be revealed. That's what the illusion is to the sun coming out in its power. When will the sun really come out in its power? In the next world. When the sheath is removed, the blazing light will finally be shown. explains the commentary. The sun has a sheet that blocks it, that you can at least get a little bit of the tzimtzum of the light, as we find by Avraham Avinu. Look at the brackets over there. That when Hashem took him out, it's that hottest day of the year. Remember when the three guests came, he took the sun out of the sheath. That was one of those examples. Hanartek machlish ashashvas Hashemis. The sheath weakens the power of the sun. Vashemish bigvarasa. What does it mean, the sun in its power? He belong artek. It's without the sheath. When it comes out, she'inyan Hashemish bigvarasa. The sun with its power. What does it mean? Ubechinas am diskasim vorokan. That's the idea of the hidden world that now is exposed. Love in the future, lo yeh darkas yud hey mulveshes benartek. We're not going to have the level of the yud hey in the cover of the vav hey. It's going to be the yud hey itself. So what's going to happen? So that'll be revealed in the future. Will be revealed to those people who believe now, and we're happy with that suffering. What's going to be in the future? Hashem's going to take the sheath out, and everything's going to be explained. So who's going to get the explanations? The ones who trusted and believed. Okay, we're not finished yet, but we gotta stop. We gotta daven now.